First, construction of another Auckland Harbour crossing is set to start before the end of the decade. The Prime Minister and Transport Minister are just announcing updated plans at an event in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. But whether it will be a bridge or a tunnel has not been decided. Five scenarios have been outlined, one of which will be settled on by June. With us first is the Auckland Business Chamber Chief Executive Simon Bridges. Morena, Simon.
Hey, good morning.
So your reaction to what has been released this morning?
Look, I think firstly the positive, which is that it's bringing it forward. That's fantastic. I mean, I'm in no doubt about the desirability of the project. I think on the other hand of it, though, what we've got here is a scenarios launch, as you say, whether it's bridge, tunnel or other sort of configuration there, we don't know yet. And I suppose the message there would be, you know what, actually, we've had a lot of reports, umpteen of them, including when I was Minister of Transport. Now's the time for action, not more of that.
So do you learn anything more from what's been released from these five options, or are they the same options that have already been out there?
My suspicion is what's possibly going on here is because of the connection to light rail and perhaps a more thought sort of discussion around that, we have got these options. In the end, what really matters here is that this is a project that covers both road and rail. I personally think it will be a tunnel rather than a bridge, but a tunnel is more experienced. I think what we get from today is really a strong statement of intent. I don't know we can say it's a lot more than that at this stage.
A strong statement of intent, but again, does it move at all any detail on the options that could be utilised as a second crossing?
Well, I suppose that's my critique, is that what we've got here is scenarios. Now, OK, that's good, but I think we want more than that. We've had the reports. 2029, I accept these massive projects take a long time, but it does seem a wee way away. Remember, of course, this is a project that will take 15 years to build. We'll all have a lot of grey hairs by then.
Could you just brief us a little more on your views of the existing options, whether you want to go back to your time as Transport Minister, whether you want to speak now in the new role as Auckland Business Chamber? What are the issues with the five?
I think in simple terms, it's a decision around bridge or tunnel. I haven't been cited on the exact details yet, and we'll go through those, but that to me seems at a high level the issue. A tunnel is in consenting terms much easier. I think in terms of iwi, environmental considerations and the like, that's where it's at. But it is hugely more expensive. And that is why it seems to me the bridge is still on the table. I personally don't have a problem with a bridge, but I think those issues I've raised push us back. I think the other thing to say here is the clear desirability of this is around a couple of things. Big population growth on the North Shore, about 200,000+ in the next 20 years, size of Hamilton growing on the North Shore. And the fact that with the Harbour Bridge, what you've got at the moment is really a grand old a bridge, but one that's just not quite up to what it was. It's being shut, I think, six or seven times in the last year, and that's not good enough.
Option two, the light rail and road cycle walk option, potentially the least expensive. What is your view?
Look, I think in the end, providing it has those that multimodal, as they say, kind of aspect to it, it's going to tick the boxes. I think a more important question actually is, what's the phasing of those various things? I've been concerned previously that the roading component of the tunnel might be slowed down relative to the rail. I just don't think that's a practical, realistic situation. It needs to be built once, right? And it needs to be, and it sounds like that option is truly multimodal.
We had a brief conversation with the Mayor this morning. He was not in the briefing, as I understand it, and we're really hoping he'll come on the show. There's an invitation to come on at any time to discuss his position on this. But one initial comment to my producer was, you know, there's a heck of a lot of other AT and transport issues to be resolved first. What is your view?
Look, that's true, but then what's also true is I think there'd be a reasonably strong consensus, might be going too far, but certainly a majority of views in business, and I would say in Auckland, that the number one big project from here on in is a crossing. I think it's more important than the light rail project. I suspect the Mayor and I would agree on that. Given that it needs to be done, given how long it takes, you know, my simple message is let's get on with it as fast as we can.
So what would be a more productive step in your view? The data's come forward, right, for what that's worth. But what is it that you really want to see by means of an announcement from government that would represent an actual step forward?
I think a clear plan that gives us a clear time frame. Now, they can say, I think, hand on heart, they're sort of doing that much. But also, you know, a plan around implementation, and that we don't, with the scenarios launch day, we don't have yet. So this is good. It's progress. But, you know, I'm certainly, from the business community perspective on things, impatient and want to see more faster.
Simon Bridges is the Auckland Business Chamber Chief Executive. With us now is political reporter Katie Scotcher. On the actual details of this announcement, I know there's a live stream underway, Katie, and apologies that we're taking you away from that. But what can you outline for listeners about the five options and what's been said this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Catherine. I think it's important to start. Obviously, we've heard this morning that the crossing is now promised to begin construction on that in 2029, in 6 years' time. But the government had actually already signalled that it would be bringing construction on this project forward. So Michael Wood, the Transport Minister, and also the Auckland Minister, he said late last year that when Labor came into government, that the existing Auckland Transport Alignment project had kind of the project, the second crossing, listed as a 2040s project. He said then that the government had updated it so that construction would begin in 2030s. And now, obviously, we've heard this morning that it will begin in 2029. So we've heard this morning that there are five options for the new crossing. All of them include a new walking and cycling link, as well as a rail link to connect the crossing to the Auckland Light Rail project. Once that's eventually built, so I can run people through
Please do. Five options.
There's a lot of details, so you have to bear with me. So the first option, now this is the most expensive one for construction and to operate it once it would be built. So this is a light rail tunnel to the east connecting Wynyard to Smales Farm via Takapuna and Belmont. There would also be a road tunnel, which would be a new section of State Highway 1. Now that would run directly between the Central Motorway Junction and Akoranga Drive. Now, once those two tunnels were open, the rail tunnel and the traffic tunnel, the space on the existing Auckland Harbour Bridge would be allocated for walking, cycling and buses. The second option is a new bridge next to the existing one for light rail, walking and cycling. And then there would be three new additional traffic lanes added to that bridge as well. Now that is the least expensive option. Option three is a tunnelled light rail to the west connecting Wynyard to Takapuna via Birkenhead, Northcote and Akoranga Station, a new bridge for State Highway 1 traffic, and people wanting to walk and cycle would be able to use that new bridge for State Highway 1 traffic too. They would obviously have a section there for people wanting to walk and cycle. Option four is a new bridge next to the existing bridge for Auckland, for light rail, walking and cycling, and that bridge would end at Sulphur Beach. There would also be some tunnelling to create a new section of State Highway 1 between the Central Motorway Junction and Akoranga Drive. And the final option, number five, is a new bridge for light rail, walking and cycling in a slightly different location from Wynyard Point landing at Sulphur Beach. And that route would connect light rail from Wynyard Point to Takapuna.
So the Minister says each scenario includes a new walking and cycling link across Te Waitemata, a new light rail link that connect Auckland Light Rail to the city centre and will build generations of resilience into State Highway 1 for private vehicles and freight. Some of these, and I'm quoting here on the third option, I think, would involve, quote, significant engineering complexity. Others would involve the likes of building a tunnel under Takapuna and Belmont. So however you cut and dry this, it is complicated and there are going to be a lot of very interested parties, Katie. Was there any indication of what happens next and when an actual decision will get made, because we've been there a while.
Yes, yes. Plans for a second crossing have been talked about for a very, very long time. Now, we've been told this morning that these five proposals are going out to the public. People can have their say on what they think and what they prefer, and a decision on ways forward will be made by June.
By June. A decision on ways forward. Well, that doesn't mean a decision on a scenario, does it? Or a set option. Or does
not necessarily, but I think the people of Auckland would be hoping that a decision on which option will be made in June.
Can we talk about the politics of this? When there was a change of leader, a change of Prime Minister indeed, Chris Hipkins went up and had a very up-close and personal meeting with the business community, quite literally, and he's gone back to the same group to announce this. There is an election in a few months' time. Auckland is a very big and influential voting bloc. How much of this is about, if not the bread and butter priorities, the really big issues for our biggest city? And has it moved the dial much, or is it pretty much about the start of that election fight?
Well, I think this is a move from Labor, a move from Chris Hipkins to try and win back some of that support from Auckland. And there's been a lot of frustration in Auckland that the city hasn't been listened to. Of course, you know, coming off the back of the major lockdowns that we had in, you know, the COVID times. And this is Chris Hipkins trying to send a message that he is listening to the city. I think you'd probably struggle to find any Aucklander who hasn't been frustrated by traffic in the city and frustrated by the kind of the lack of construction for a second harbour crossing. So this is him trying to send a clear signal to Auckland and try and win back some of those votes there.
It was an interesting chat, with very brief chat with my producer colleague with the Mayor Wayne Brown this morning, as I mentioned earlier, and again we hope we're coming on, but he wasn't at this briefing. He said he hadn't read the details, hadn't read the paper this morning in fact. So this is going to be another key issue. He has his own agenda for Auckland and is asserting it fairly strongly. Does anything advance without all these parties, including the Mayor and Council, coming to an agreement?
I doubt it, and that's where Michael Wood, I guess, comes in. He was appointed as the new Minister for Auckland in Chris Hipkins' reshuffle when he first became Prime Minister, and a lot of that job is to oversee major projects like this one in Auckland and to make sure that they are delivered. So I imagine Michael Wood, who conveniently is also the Transport Minister, will have a key role in kind of making sure every party is happy in this.
So not the 2030s, 2029, that's the five scenarios are out. Thank you very much. Katie Scotcher is RNZ political reporter. Nick Leggett is Chief Executive of Road Transport Forum of New Zealand. Kia ora, Nick. Your initial response to what's been announced today, does it move things forward?
Kia ora, Catherine. Look, this is better than nothing, isn't it? Because at least there's a commitment to a build. There are some scenarios put forward. I think what we would say as an industry, and thinking about how Auckland needs to be able to move and change, we need to be focused on principles here. The principles of connecting people and the movement of goods, the ability for communities to grow. But let's think about, rather than should we have a road here or a light rail here or a walkway, cycleway here, we need to think in terms of thoroughfares and connections. And those, I think if we think about those in a really broad sense, we'll get, it doesn't matter what the mode is in 10 or 15 years' time, if that's changed, we've got the ability to move people and goods between different parts of Auckland. And I think, because the risk with this is that the politics of it actually get in the way of the progress. And the progress is there's a commitment to spend some big money on infrastructure in Auckland. The Auckland Harbour Bridge, when it was built in the 60s, only had a cost-benefit ratio of 1.5. Look what it delivered in terms of growth and development of communities and the economy. That's what we need to see this infrastructure as. How do we enable that next stage over the next 100 years?
Are you worried that there'll be a cheap and nasty option taken or an easy option taken just to get it announced and underway?
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth there. This is New Zealand's great challenge, isn't it? We do build cheap, right down from what we spec to then that we take the lowest tender price, and that's what we get. I think part of the answer to that is, how do we fund this? How do we actually, you know, if you look at Sydney, they've got some really good infrastructure. Brisbane, there are tolls on those roads. We need to think about how we price transport and who pays for that. And that really, that discussion and actually that action needs to be run in parallel with the planning of these projects, because otherwise we will be price driven at the time the contracts are awarded, and that may even impact what we decide at the design stage. So I think we do have to, you know, we're talking about building back better. I mean, this is a new build. We can't do shabby, cheap and nasty. We've actually got to build for the next 100 years, and that is going to be critical to getting this right. So the government have obviously put out some scenarios. I think what we want to see is some unanimity amongst all the different communities and interest groups in Auckland around key principles. Let's build big. Let's build big connectors. Let's think about our funding. And then the actual detail which people tend to fixate on first can come next, because, of course, it is likely that sometime between now and 2029 we have a change of government. What we don't want, a change of government. We want to stop this politicisation of transport and get some really big long-term agreement between the major political parties on what's important when it comes to infrastructure.
Thank you. That is Nick Leggett, who is Chief Executive of the Road Transport Forum New Zealand.